But we're all inclined just to take care of our wife, and we never look after our mother-in-law. And you boys got cotton in here, and you've got to look after your mother-in-law a little bit on some of these other things. And before we can take it up, we just got to pass food stamp, and you all got to help us pass it.
Yeah, they ought to help us pass the IRA, too.
Well, if you go talking too much, I'm afraid that they'll say we're trying to bribe them, and I'd be for that, too.
Oh, I don't mind bribing them if they've done it. We can do it with fine manner. I've already suggested that some of them up there that the food stamp and the ARA ought to get through.
What I'm afraid is, if they don't, well, then they'll say, well, they wouldn't pass that, so we won't go for the farm bill.
You know, I'm a soldier. You know that.
I may
express my views as to the practical aspect. You know that I'm a soldier, always have been.
Let's try to take the food stamp, which ought to be easier, and let's really work on it real hard, and work on our Southerners hard, and then follow it with the farm bill, and then I'll try to personally change enough votes on ARA and say, now look what they did for you on the farm bill, so it won't look like it's too much of a trade.
Yeah, I get you.
I'll really work hard on it, but I just got to yesterday. They took a poll in North Dakota, and of the Republicans, Nixon had 58 and I had 30. The Democrats, I had 95 and Nixon had none. So, and the Wallace, the Iowa poll shows that I run about 60% in Iowa today. Now, if we can
overall,
just
overall.
Yeah, over any of them. Now, they're going to cut us down. They're trying to slander us. They're trying this Baker stuff they're working on all day. And, of course, Baker had all his business ventures were after I left the leadership. He worked for Mansfield, but they want to hook it on to me, and I've never had any business ventures with him. But they want to do that, and they're raising hell about my television, Ms. Johnson owning the television station, and they're taking every advertiser. And
They haven't penetrated at all.
Yeah, but they're trying, and they're going to be mudslinging, and sometime some of you ought to just say that the Republican Party does not add to its stature, and its personal attacks and its mudslinging. And while the president made 100 speeches defending Eisenhower from personal attacks and foreign and supporting him on his foreign relations, they do nothing but attack him on both the foreign policy, and the attacker never gets anywhere. Somebody ought to be saying that to him once in a while, so the people will see. I've got 100 speeches I made supporting Eisenhower's foreign policy when his own leaders wouldn't.
Tell him I wish many times I wasn't a speaker.
Well, you
could be on the floor like I used to, you know. In there and
that's right. What you do, though, is you talk to those newspaper boys and they come around off the record.
Oh,
just
sure.
I mean, for background.
Well, I talk on the record.
But I mean background. Just tell them that here's the contrast. Johnson and Rayburn knew we supported Eisenhower and held his hands up when Nolan would go to the back row and attack him, when Taft would go to the back row and attack him. We would support him. We said, we don't believe you ought to be partisan. We have fallen off of Vandenberg's lead. Now Johnson gets in, and the first thing, they attack him on Panama, and he's working that out pretty good. So they attack him on Cuba, and he's got that solved pretty well. They attack him on Cyprus, and he's got a United Nations resolution on that. Then they attack him on Zanzibar, and they give every enemy we've got a lot of encouragement that we divide, and we work Zanzibar out. Now, the only thing we haven't got worked out is Vietnam, and Eisenhower got us into that, and that I inherited it. And they've had 3 changes of government before I even got in here. And I'm doing the best I can to work that out, and they're trying to destroy the morale by saying there ought to be a neutralization. And Nixon's telling them what to do, and Rockefeller's got a different plan, and Goldwater wants to bomb them. And yet, the big 6 foreign policy things, we've settled 5 of them in a week. Then they jump on the wheat sale. And they go, Dirksen wires the labor leaders and tells them, don't sell to Russia. And Halleck runs out and says, I won't let you pass a foreign aid bill, export-import amendment. And yet we settle that strike and pull that rag out from under them. So they're just pretty well dismantled. They're just not getting anywhere, but the country's got to have that pointed up some way. And I think one way to do it is to really pass this farm bill, and we'll do anything that we need to do to pass it. If I need to see all the New York delegation, if I need to talk to Dick Daley, if I need to, whatever I need to do, we want to unify every Democrat. Now, I think that I think that we get a farm bill. The first thing it does, Mr. Speaker, it saves $400 million. If we don't pass it, it'll cost me $400 million more than we do if we do pass it. So that's the first thing it does to my budget. My budget's based on passing this wheat bill and this cotton bill. And it saves the Treasury $400 million. That's the first thing it does. So every city man ought to be wanting to save the Treasury that much, because it's that much less in subsidy. That's why it's important. And I think that we've got to hold this damn party unified. Now, they did it pretty well over in the Senate yesterday. The Republicans, all of them, voted against us but four. But the Democrats stood together pretty well, and we passed it 55-35. And if we can just hold them together there and get this farm bill behind us, we're going to do something on poverty. They tell me now Landrum is willing to introduce that bill, and that'll be...
Yes, he is. I talked to him.
Well, we ought to unify them on that, and we'll get into the big cities with a good deal of that money.
Driving went up to see us. He went over the other day, and the bill will go to education and labor. That's where you want it.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course, we got a good committee there. He has his oddities, but he's a hell of a good chairman, Powerman.
Yeah, that's right.
He's a strong chairman now. I thank the good Lord we got him there anyway.
Yeah, I do too.
We can live with his oddities, and we value his strengths.
That's the way I feel about it.
And yeah.
Besides, he was for Johnson in 1960. That took a lot of guts.
While I'm talking with you, remember George Feldman, I spoke to a couple of times.
Yeah,
he was one of those who signed the ad.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I'll watch for something. I don't know what happened, but they've got me tied pretty well with this administration now. Bobby's running for vice president of New Hampshire, and that's causing us a lot of embarrassment. They got an advertising agency hired, and they're trying to get more votes up there than I get, and I can't do anything. So they want anybody write in my name, because they just assume I'm going to be president. They've got a big movement going there, so you know how those things are. You've faced them before.
Well, you know what happened in Massachusetts?
No.
We have a slate of 58. They filed the 58. Why, they could have voted. If a voter could vote for the whole damn slate. So the state chairman filed for 56. They get 80 altogether for 58 votes. And they get about 40 alternates. Now they got to vote for each individual person on the ballot. Instead of being able for the voter to go in and vote and just cast one ballot to vote for the whole slate, now they got to go right down and vote for each individual state.
What's the purpose there? Why did?
I don't know. There's a lot of talk about it up in Massachusetts.
Well, now, what do they think about it? What's the government?
The state chairman just didn't file the full slate. Why he didn't do it, I don't know.
What's the gossip?
Well, the gossip is that he didn't do it so that they would roll up a big vote in Massachusetts for the candidate. Because...
Well, how would they do that? Why would this make it easier to do it this way than the other way?
Well, the voters got to go in on the primary and vote for each individual name on the slate. And, of course, they're not going to vote for 80 names. They're just going to pick out individual names.
Yeah. Well, now, why does that help the Kennedys?
I don't know. I'm just telling you what the talk is up there.
Yeah.
I don't say it's so.
Yeah.
But the state chairman certainly fell down on filing the slate. He should have filed the full slate, but he didn't.
Is it too late to do anything about it?
Too late now, yes.
You know, some of these folks may be cutting it us pretty high. A lot of peculiar things happen, Mr. Speaker. A lot of peculiar things.
Well,
what do you think I ought to say about this succession thing? I think anything I say about they got Eisenhower, Nixon, and all of them shoving, I think that anything I say they want to use as a reflection on you. And I've taken a position in talking to all of them individually that But I don't know anybody in this country that I think has my confidence more or has more confidence in me or what I believe in than you. That the Congress enacted this long before I became president, and it worked all right, and it's the way the people wanted it handled. And it seems to me that if you're going to change it at all, you ought to change it after you have a vice president and not when you don't have one. Because I think they'd say, well, they're changing it because they don't like John McCormick, and I don't want to do that. Now, they say, well, if you got sick, in what kind of arrangements? I say, I've got the same arrangements Eisenhower had, the same arrangements Kennedy had, and they all signed up, and they're in the safe, and everybody knows about them. And I trust Mr. McCormick to go and determine whether I'm disabled or not. If I am, why, they ought to serve. Now, and he would resign and serve. But I think from our own quarters, some of these folks that are now talking about vice president stirring a lot of this stuff up. And I don't know quite how to handle it in a press conference. I'm going to have one this afternoon. I thought I might just say, well, the Senate committee is having hearings on it, and I have a full understanding with the speaker, and I will wait to see what recommendations the committee makes. I don't know quite what to do. Have you got any thoughts on it?
No, the only position I've taken is I voted for 1947-48 Act and the succession law, and I voted for the time I never thought I'd occupy the position that I do. And see, that is going back to the Secretary of
State. Don't you think a succession law amended now, a change in it, would be a reflection on you? I think that would be the purpose of it, the Republicans and the Democrats that would support it. All these years, Rayburn, they talk about age. Rayburn is as old as you are, wasn't he? Nobody raised any hell about it then. And the last few years, he's a hell of a lot worse health than you are. I think the safest thing for us to do, and you know damn well the Congress is not going to pass anything like that between now and July. Every member of the House would resent it, I'd think.
Yeah, they've been piling up to me in the past few weeks, on both sides. This would beat me in the corridor. But your angle to handle it, why, you see, they started out trying to, some of these cocktail columnists were reflecting on me, I know that, so I just gave them the silent treatment, pretty much. The hearing before the Senate committee has changed in a different direction. They're going now in the direction of of the Electoral College. I keep my mind open.
The constitutional amendment doesn't require my signature, does it?
No.
And that's what they're working on, isn't it?
Yeah, that seems to be the main
I thought if it's just statute, I could say, well, I'm not going to act on any, I'm not going to approve any change in succession law till we get a vice president.
Well, I don't think we need to get into that.
What would you do? Just say it's a matter in the Senate committee and let them work?
It's a matter pending. The hearings are being held by the Senate committee. And